Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another word of encouragement for the week. This week I want to talk about growing up spiritually. You know, 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We all know that in the natural, we have to grow up in order to succeed in life. The same is true in the spiritual. When we accept Christ, we are babes in Christ. And God accepts us where we are, but he does not want us to stay there. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. As John 16, verses 13 and 14 said, "For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." See, the first step in maturing in Christ is to develop a personal relationship with him. Remember, the most important relationship you have on earth is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Keep it fresh daily. It's in your quiet time with Christ that the Holy Spirit will speak to your spirit with the revelation that Christ has for you that day. Too many have tried to just use their training and worldly wisdom to get ahead in life. God says in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 18 and 19, "Do not deceive yourself. If any one of you think he's wise by the standard of this age, he should become a fool so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight." In God's kingdom, it says to give to get. In other words, if you want to be loved, love others. If you want a friend, be a friend. If you want help, be a helper. If you want a blessing, be a blessing. See, what you sow is what you get. But to mature in Christ, it takes time and effort on our part. I think Psalm 1 is a blueprint for maturity in Christ and success in our life. Psalm 1:1-3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But he delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He should be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. Happy is a person who does not seek ungodly counsel." Remember, do not try to bring secular solutions to a spiritual problem. Seek godly counsel. If you are constant seeking and keeping company with the ungodly people, you'll be deceived and start making ungodly decisions. Always consult the Word of God in every situation. Ask yourself, what's the Word of God saying about this situation? Pray and seek the Holy Spirit's guidance. Remember what he tells you in James 1:5. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives with all liberality and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Be assured of this. If the Holy Spirit guides you, you will be at the right place, at the right time, with the right words for the situation. So, being mature in Christ means not to be conformed in this world, but transferring by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect, the will of God, as Romans 12:2 tells us. You see, the battle is for the mind, your soul area, your mind, will, and emotion. The problem is for years, before accepting Christ, our flesh controlled our soul area. Our five senses controlled our thinking. God's plan was to have the Holy Spirit to speak to our spirit, that in turn would speak to our souls, which in turn would control our flesh, i.e. our five senses. But because of Adam's original sin, until we were born again, our spirit is spiritually dead, and our flesh controls our thinking. But when we are born again, our spirit becomes alive, and the battle begins with our spirit versus our flesh. That is why it's extremely important to get the Word of God in our spirit so that we can win the battle and overcome our flesh. So, what do? We have to learn to walk in the Spirit, because as Romans 8:1-2 says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So this week, let us work on becoming more mature in Christ. Let's face it, we all need more maturity. There are still some fleshly things that control our thinking. Let us practice walking more in the Spirit than ever before. God needs faithful, mature Christians to battle the enemy that is before us. So my prayer is for you is to have a Spirit-filled week today, this week. As a side note, please don't forget the TMCI Annual Conference in Lancaster, South Carolina in September 25th to the 27th. We sure would like you to join us. You'll get a fresh revelation during the meeting, along with meeting the leadership and other TMCI members. For more information, go to our website, www.tmciworld.com. Have a blessed week.